Next, you have documentation of risk factors. Documentation of services provided to our consumers provides an ongoing summary of these services and the consumer's progress, in addition to recording any risk factors such as an increase in symptoms, problematic behaviors, or presence of suicidal ideation. So for apparent reasons, risk factors are specifically highlighted to serve as a reminder that any information related to risk factors, such as suicidal ideation, for example, are necessary to be documented clearly and consistently so that every team member is fully aware of these factors, even if it was not divulged in their presence. And for number four, you have legal obligations. So documentation also demonstrates that staff acted appropriately as they provided specialty mental health services to the consumer, as well as responded appropriately in situations where child, dependent, adult, elder abuse is present. So just a quick reminder, when it comes to legal obligations, if there's any suspicion of any abuse going on, we want to make sure that we're documenting that we did follow up and that we did follow the steps that were necessary should there be any suspicion of any abuse going on.